Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story about another inventor because why not? We've been doing a really good job about reading about people who are interesting, who have created things. Who invented what this time? Well, hold on to your hat. It might blow off. I'll tell you. Today's story is called Whoosh! It's got a subtitle. Lonnie Johnson's Super Soaking Stream of Inventions. It was written by Chris Barton, illustrated by Don Tate. It is read today by Mommy and... Who are ya?
Philip.
My favorite person in the world. Okay, so when we open this book, the very first thing we see are some blueprints for this inventor. These are his patented ideas. And it says here, the things that he has invented are a hair curler apparatus. Ooh, helpful. A toy parachute. A super soaker water gun.
What?
An action figure with ability to shoot water, and the pressurized air / water rocket and launcher.
What?
Let's read. Every day brought a challenge for young Lonnie Johnson. The challenge of finding space for his stuff. Six Johnson kids were squeezed into their parents' small house in Mobile, Alabama. Lonnie would have loved a workshop of his own, but there just wasn't room. There was nowhere to keep his rocket kits. Bamboo shooters, rubber band guns, erector set, go-kart engine, bolts and screws, and other spare parts his dad let him bring in from the shed and various other things he'd hauled back from the junkyard. Lonnie loved building and creating. Ideas for inventions just kept on flowing. He learned how to make rockets from scratch. Kids at school gathered to watch Lonnie launch them.
Cool.
Yeah. He learned how to make rocket fuel. And when it caught fire in the kitchen, Lonnie's mom didn't make him stop. She just sent him to work outside. Lonnie wanted to spend his life designing things, building things, and getting them to work. He wanted to be an engineer. However, Lonnie took an exam that said he would not make a very good one.
What?
His dream had been challenged. Lonnie was discouraged, but he knew that whoever had graded his test hadn't met Linux. What do you think Linux is? Inspired by a TV show, Lonnie had built his own robot. He made it out of scrap metal and named it Linux. Compressed air cylinders and valves allowed Linux's body to turn and its arms to move. The switches came from an old broken jukebox. Lonnie used a tape recorder to program Linux, and as a bonus, the reels looked like eyes.
Cool.
Yeah, in the picture, we can see what Linux looked like. Amazing. Lonnie wanted to enter his creation in a science fair, but he couldn't get the transmitter to work. Without it, Lonnie couldn't send commands to Linux. Science fairs came and went. Lonnie missed one and then another until he got an idea. Now, Lonnie may or may not have asked before he borrowed his little sister's walkie-talkie, but it fixed the transmission issue. His school's team took freshly finished Linux to a 1968 science fair at the University of Alabama, where only 5 years earlier, African-American studies hadn't even been allowed. Having to compete in a place that still wasn't very welcoming? Now that was a challenge, with a capital C. against other schools from all over the state, Lonnie's team won first place. Soon, Lonnie left to go to college at Tuckusky Institute, where he stood out as a self-confident, insightful, creative thinker. He stood out as a student who asked the right questions, precisely defined problems, and formulated solutions. And he stood out as the guy who built his own booming sound system out of the cast-out electronics. It even had lights that flashed in sync with the beat. Lonnie sometimes studied right in the middle of his own parties. His extra studying paid off. He became an engineer after graduation, and that took him beyond Alabama, way beyond.
Maybe even to Washington, D.C.
Do you think it took him to Washington, D.C.?
Maybe. I don't know.
Let's see. Well, when NASA was sending an orbiter and probe called Galileo to Jupiter, the space agency needed to ensure a constant supply of power to the orbiter's computer memory. The engineer who had to figure out how to do it was Lonnie, and we can see his design of the Galileo here. There's a low-gain antenna, some sun shields, a plasma wave antenna, all kinds of interesting things. Now, his challenge was to come up with a lightweight backup system able to keep essential functions going in case the main power was lost. It wasn't easy. It wasn't obvious. But Lonnie found a solution. Some at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory doubted his idea would work. Lonnie convinced them it would. He was right. As it photographed Jupiter and its moon, Galileo was supported by the power package that Lonnie designed. Much of what we know about Jupiter could have been at risk in a power failure, if not for Lonnie. Ideas for other problems to solve just kept on flowing. They flowed whether Lonnie was working with hundreds of people at NASA or up late tinkering with his own inventions in, finally, his own workshop. Lonnie knew the world's millions of refrigerators and air conditioners needed a new cooling system, one that didn't use R12, a chemical that was bad for the environment. He had an idea for using water and air pressure instead. To test his idea, he made a pump and nozzle, connected them to the bathroom faucet, turned on the faucet, turned on the pump, and then, whoosh! A stream that blasted across the bathroom was so powerful that it created a curtain-swinging breeze. It also gave Lonnie an idea for yet another invention. This, he thought, would make a great water gun. First, he had to find or make the right parts, including a pump small enough for a child to handle. Then he had to glue the parts together into a prototype, an early version with room for improvement. Finally, Lonnie tested his strange-looking squirt gun at a picnic.
"Does it really work?"
a man asked.
"Sure," Lonnie said. "Wanna see?"
Lonnie worked the pump, which squeezed air into a chamber, and when he pulled the trigger, the air escaped, forcing water out with a whoosh. And in the picture, friends, we can see, boy, there's a lot of water here. Have you ever used a squirt gun, a water gun, a super soaker before?
Not a super soaker, but I have used a water gun.
Isn't it amazing how much water comes out of those things?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For a water battle to be a fair fight, there couldn't be just one of Lonnie's water guns. He needed help making more, so he went to a toy company. After toy company. After toy company. And in the pictures, they're all saying, no, no, no. The word no flowed again and again. But finally, one company said, Yes. It planned to make his water gun. Lonnie also had other projects. A water-propelled toy airplane, two kinds of engines, and his cooling system. He found investors to provide the money for turning his ideas into products people could buy. He made a leap of faith, quit his day job, and devoted himself to full-time inventing. But soon, each plan fell apart, even the one for the water gun. These things happen sometimes, but when they happen, one after another, to the same person, well, that's some pretty bad luck. Lonnie didn't have a job. He didn't have the money he'd been counting on, and his family had to move out of their home and into a little apartment. He was angry and scared, but Lonnie had dealt with challenges all his life, and he knew a lot about solving problems. And he still believed in his inventions, especially the water gun. Lonnie went looking for another toy company. In 1989, he found a toy maker who was interested in seeing the water gun if Lonnie ever happened to be in Philadelphia. But they'll make a special trip, the guy said. Lonnie made a special trip. In his wife's suitcase, he carried a new prototype. He unpacked it, filled the tank with water, pumped the gun until the air pressure was good and high, and whoosh! Wow, said all the people in the meeting. Kids everywhere agreed with that. Wow! Lonnie's water gun, called the Super Soaker, became a smash hit. And in no time, there were Super Soakers in backyards and on beaches and parks and on playgrounds. Each sale of a Super Soaker put a little money into Lonnie's pocket. All those hours, all those years that Lonnie spent in his workshop had paid off big time. And now he could afford to do just about anything he wanted. So what did Lonnie do? He got a bigger workshop, which is where you'll find him today, because facing challenges, solving problems, and building things are what Lonnie Johnson loves to do. And his ideas just keep on flowing. Isn't that the coolest thing? Mm-hmm. Do you want to know something really interesting?
Yeah.
Mommy remembers when Super Soakers came out on the market, and I can remember the commercials for the Super Soaker, and guess what? Yeah. I had one, and so did your uncle, Scott. Cool. Coolest thing ever. We would play them outside, squirt each other, and run around the neighborhood.
Squirting other people?
Squirting other people, because everyone in the neighborhood had one if they could get one. Oh man, it was so much fun. The best summer activity. Maybe we should get you one.
And then you can fill it up in the faucet, and then when my friends come over,
yeah,
you can tell them to bring their swimsuits, and then I can be hiding in the backyard, and then they come in and I go,
maybe? Be all fun, huh?
We
well.
Super Soaker battle.
Mm-hmm. Any way you look at it, friends, that is
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.